This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and we are going to weigh out the best head coaching spots that are open right now for the NFL in a minute. But we do have to talk about the Trey of it all. Reports came out yesterday that Trey Young and his agents and the Hawks are apparently working on a trade, and it looks like it might be with the Wizards in a deal that centers around CJ McCollum's expiring contract. That is according to Mark Stein.
Yeah, it's kind of unlike anything that the Wizards want to with their new, they got a newer front office with Michael Winger, and I believe the GM is Will Dawkins, and they're trying to acquire talent, but they are like the 29th ranked defense in the NBA right now, and their perimeter defense is absolute ass. So if they acquire Trae Young, they would just be making that worse. I don't think it would help it any better. I think it would be the best case scenario for the Hawks at this point. It's clear that a divorce is headed our way, according to Mark Stein and then others that Sam Amick, who have reported on as well, that basically since this has been something that they've been kind of discussing since the Hawks didn't pick up that option in the summer. And so what are you doing? You got to get out from underneath it. Trey hasn't been healthy. Jalen Johnson has emerged as the star of this team. And so now it's time to hit not a major reset, but a small reset and go find someone, you know, that can upgrade the position. You're going to possibly have the number one draft pick next year. Let's see what you can get. I just hope you don't. The problem for me is I think you're going to have to give up something to get rid of him. And I'm not curious what.
I don't know if you saw the Mark Stein revision of the report. He initially said it's believed that the Hawks would also have to send the Wizards draft capital to convince them to absorb Young's contract. Then he updated it to say it remains to be seen whether the Hawks would also have to send the Wizards draft capital. So obviously somebody had an issue with that report behind the scenes, and I hope that's not the case. Dylan, I thought you said something interesting on the Hometown Take earlier when you're talking about Trey's game, and you said, you know, he's a good passer, but he's not a good facilitator.
Yeah, it's different. There's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, go back into that for a second because I thought that was some really good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can be a good passer. Like, we see Trey make all the fancy behind-the-back passes, full court-length bounce passes. Like, he can make all the good passes. But it's a difference between being able to get yourself out of trouble, because we see Trey, if you watch Trey play, there's a lot of times where he gets stuck in the air where he's like, oh, I thought I was going to shoot this or lay it up, but I can't. Let me like hang in the air for a few seconds and just find somebody. And like, he can make those passes, those brilliant passes to get himself out of those situations, just make good passes in general. But he's not a facilitator in where he's making sure the ball is continuing to move. He's not – he's not always good at making sure if a guy is hot that ball, the ball gets back to the hot hand. He's not a good facilitator in that aspect of things, to where the ball obviously can stick in his hands. And if you're a good facilitator, the ball never sticks in your hands.
Yeah, because the problem is he come, me and Gordon Robinson were talking about this, the commissioner, and what happens is that everything's going fine, and Trey comes down and shoots a logo shot.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you've got someone else on the Hawks offense, and, well, I'll pull up for a three. And essentially, he kills rhythm. Because it's just key. If something's working, keep going with it until they adjust, and then you can find your logo shot. But it's that, well, I haven't shot in six times down the court. Better throw up this three-pointer before we can even get a chance to rebound it if I miss it, because I'm shooting 33% from three-point land. That is the definition of the ball stopping in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting, too, because we focus so much on Trey's defense that, you know, hearing Dylan talk about, that's why it popped up to me this morning when I heard Dylan talking about it on Hometown Take, because I was like, you know, sometimes it can kind of be hard to put your finger on why the offense does not operate at a higher level, you know, when he's inserted back into it or whatever else. And it's not that he's always bad offensively or defensively, or that the team's always operating in a bad way around him offensively or defensively. It just seems like more times than not, you start to get to the average ratio and you're going, this ain't good. And sometimes it can be hard to put your finger on why offensively that tends to be a thing.
And to both of y'all's points about Trey, and specifically to Bo's point about Trey taking those logo shots, those two, and Trey's defense is, we know Trey's defense never is going to be top tier or anything like that, but when you take those logo shots and you miss them, and we've talked about it before, those can turn into easy transition opportunities for the offense, because they get the rebound, they outlet it out, somebody leaks out behind, and that's an easy layup for them. And that also obviously hurts your defense, because the defense doesn't even have time to get back, because they're trying to get that logo three. That's not a good way for a defense to be able to get back either. And then I'll say this too, when it comes to Trae Young, this isn't necessarily all his fault, but it's not a good look. It's a terrible look optically. The Hawks were doing okay. They were sliding a little bit, but they were a few games over 500 before Trae Young came back. Comes back from injury, you go on a 7-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Then, and again, that's not all his fault. I want to be clear about that. You were playing some good teams as well. But you then, after Trae Young goes out with the right quad contusion, you go and beat a healthy Knicks team and a healthy Timberwolves team back-to-back. That's just not a good look. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I know you lost to the Raptors back-to-back nights, including last night. The Raptors are a good team, and they've always, you know, given you problems. But still, I'm just saying, over these past couple of weeks, the way things have played out have not been a good look for Trey optically either.
Here's the bottom line. If you're going to get rid of him, this is probably the only – if you're going to get rid of Trey and get something in return, this is the only – this is probably the only chance you're going to have, and is it Washington? Because Sacramento has been a suitor, and they basically said, we don't want anything to do with this. And it's not like Sacramento doesn't need help. So the point I'm making, I'm not trying to diminish Trey in any way, shape, or form, is if you're going to get out from underneath it and say, hey, well, at least we made some kind of move, this is it. If not, it's just going to – the string's going to play out. He's probably going to – he'll either – you know, depending on what he thinks his agents and they think happen, they'll decline the player option. But if they don't think there's anything out there, I bet you they pick up that $62 million player option.
Turn on the wrong mic. Just real quick before we move on, my only hope at all this is that, and I don't think the Hawks will do this because I trust Ansi Saleh in that front office. If teams are asking for that Pelicans pick to sweeten the Trae Young deal, just don't do it. And I don't think they will, because I don't think they're that pressed to get rid of Trae Young. Don't do it. It'll be great to get rid of Trae Young, to get something back for him, before maybe he – and again, Bo makes a good point. Don't know if he'll end up opting out of his player option at the end of the year or what. But by the love of all things that are good, just do not throw that Pelicans pick in with anything.
Non-starter.
And I don't think they will, but yeah.
And if you are traveling to the airport at all today, keep your eyes on the boards, because that's where they get the news. They'll take him off there, and that's how I find out things.
I mean, I was today years old when you started bringing that up. I've never heard of this as a thing.
I'm telling you, I came back from a wedding, and Matt Ryan was no longer on the Falcons billboard up there. So I was like,
that is wild.
Something happened.
That is wild.
That's how I found out. Well, moving on to the NFL, we have a lot of head coach vacancies going on. The Cardinals, Raiders, Giants, Browns, Titans, and of course, our Falcons. Here is Steve Wyche on why he thinks Atlanta has the best opening.
I'm going to say Atlanta just for the simple reason of the roster's in place. Terry Fontenot, the GM, got fired. He put talent on both sides of the ball. The intriguing part is the hierarchical structure, the hierarchy that Arthur Blank outlined in the lineup today. There's going to be a president of football operations. We're assuming that could be Matt Ryan, the former quarterback coming in, and a general manager. So whoever's coming in to coach is only going to coach. They're not going to have a significant amount of power. On the offensive side of the ball, you've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming. If so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's so much to diagnose and digest with that, because I think there's so many different ways of looking at these head coaching openings, right? How much power do you want?
Yeah.
He just mentioned it. You're not going to get a ton if and when Matt Ryan is put into that role and they hire a new GM to work alongside of a head coach. There's not a lot of, you know, cap space, at least right now. There's not a lot of draft capital, but it's like he mentioned, you're also going in a division you think is winnable right now. And whether or not you like him in the city of Atlanta, Arthur Blank is a great NFL owner. I mean, there is a lot worse situations when you look around the NFL and look at ownership and look at people that could possibly be looking over your shoulder and, you know, win now mode and everything else. So there is some ups. There is some downs. I'm not sure where I think I sit in the hierarchy right now. It's probably not the best job opening, but man, there is a lot of pieces to work with when it comes to this job and looking forward.
Well, I think it might be. I mean, I'm finding trouble of a job that's better that's open right now. The Giants have been Joe Shane just got retained. All they've done is let go one of the better players in NFL under his watch. And his statement about, well, if I got to pay a running back, I'm paying a quarterback $40 million. If I got to pay the running back $15 million, what's the point, you know, of having a $40 million quarterback? And Daniel Jones leaves there, and all of a sudden is revitalized. All of a sudden becomes a winner again. Vegas is Mark. I mean, you mentioned all the coaches they went through, and Cleveland. Vegas and Cleveland are essentially the same job with the stench that they have surrounding them. Tennessee, Cam Ward hurts his shoulder. It sounds like they got good news, but, you know, they need someone that come in there and basically they have a lesser roster, but with a young quarterback, much like we do. And Miami, I don't know if that's even – that's not even open yet, but you don't know what that's going to be. I mean, who did I miss? What job did I miss?
Arizona?
What that, You got a quarterback. Talk about cap spaces. You got a quarterback that is overpriced, and it seemingly you had multiple injuries that looked very severe. even when we played them, that was like a body bag game when we played them. The guys keep going down with being carted off, including their first round draft pick from this year, a guy that we liked. So the cap space thing, I mean, mess me with that, because anybody that knows how to work a cap can manipulate the salary cap to make it work. If you're in win now mode, it depends on what your goal is coming in and what you think of the quarterback situation here. But I don't believe it is anywhere other than, if not the best, the second best job available.
Like I said, I think there's a lot of upside, but it's about the people that are on the roster right now, and it's about the division. I think if you're a head coach, and it's like Steve Weiss was talking about, if you're looking for organizational control, this might not be it, right? And you look at the Tennessee Titans job, you look at Cam Ward being a number one overall pick, you look at the fact that they're probably going to have a top five pick, and I think their cap space this year is like $100 million.
So, the Raiders have like 110, but other than that, I mean, they misspent it every which way but the right way.
I'm just simply saying, if you're a guy taking that job for the coming up season, you know that you can mold that team the way you want it to. Well, I don't think you have that decision here in Atlanta.
Well, I would – what guys out there are you giving organizational control to other than maybe a Mike McCarthy? I mean, I'm not
– If that's something that you're looking for as a head coaching candidate,
I understand.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get that. But most of these candidates that have even been mentioned already aren't getting that, especially not Stefanski after – you know, some of the decisions he's made personnel-wise.
Let me just say it this way. If you have a guy that is your target and he's deciding, let's just go back to the last cycle and say that Jim Harbaugh was walking in here going, hey, I want organizational control. I'm getting it in L.A. Atlanta won't give me the option. Then I would say if that's the deciding factor, that's something you have to look at from their perspective for sure.
There will be a lot of pros and cons lists made by these candidates. And speaking of candidates, Atlanta has requested two interviews. Who is the best fit for here? We're also going to talk about the college football playoffs. We are heading to the semifinals. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.